COVID's putting more Americans in hospitals again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
A doubling of hospital admissions since early May.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says two new Omicron subvariants make up about 80% of cases.
We do not know yet about the clinical severity of BA4 and BA5 in comparison to our other Omicron subvariants, but we do know it to be more transmissible and more immune evading.
In 2 hours, the Democrat-led House Committee investigating the Capitol riot will hold a hearing focused on extremist groups that stormed the Capitol and if there are any Trump links. The former president calls the investigation a hoax. There's a hearing at the Senate into what Democrat Dick Durbin calls post-Roe America after the Supreme Court undid the federal legal right to abortions, letting states ban or strictly regulate them.
A woman's choice to get an abortion is her choice alone. Politicians have no business sitting in the waiting room with the doctor.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley supports the ruling, saying it
through their accounted elected representatives to make common sense policy decisions. It takes policy out of the hands of unelected judges.
Now, the Biden administration says a federal law supersedes state laws requiring doctors to provide emergency abortions in cases where the mother's life is in danger. Mexico's president had breakfast with Vice President Harris. Now he's about to meet with President Biden, who's been criticized by Republicans for a surge of migrants crossing the border illegally.
On Monday, our cameras captured images showing Texas National Guard members and public safety officials busing illegal immigrants back to the border. Texas's governor says he had no choice but to use state resources here to do this because he claims the Biden administration for not acting faster. The vice president, though, recently told CBS that she feels that the governor is more interested in flame-throwing than solutions.
Fox's Mark Meredith. U.S. military took out a top ISIS terrorist in a drone strike today in Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine, where the number of people killed in a missile strike on an apartment building over the weekend is up to 34. Next week, Russian leader Vladimir Putin will travel to Iran, which the U.S. says may soon be helping provide Russian forces with drones to use in Ukraine, some of them armed. Tonight, President Biden will fly to Israel to start his own Middle East trip, including a stop to Saudi Arabia at a time when his poll numbers remain low.
The New York Times releasing a new poll together with Siena College, revealing that most Democrats don't want Biden in 2024. With, quote, 64% of Democratic voters saying they would prefer a new standard bearer in the 2024 presidential campaign. Voters nationwide have soured on his leadership, giving him a meager 33% job approval. The reason for Democrats seeking a different candidate, while the poll shows age as the top factor, followed closely by job performance, 12% prefer somebody new and 10% see the president as not progressive enough.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. It's going to be another scorching hot day across Texas with triple digit temperatures, maybe record highs. In some places, it could feel like 113 degrees, prompting excessive heat warnings and possible record demand for air conditioning and electricity. The Texas Electric Grid Operator is urging people to conserve power, fearing blackouts. Another child has died in a hot car, this time in Florida.
A three-year-old boy who was supposed to be in a summer class at the Lubavitch Education Center in Miami Gardens, Florida, was found Monday afternoon dead in his father's car. The vehicle had been parked at the school all day in nearly 100-degree heat. The father works at the school and is being questioned by police. The school's dean in a statement calls it an accident, that they are heartbroken.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 75 points. The Nasdaq, though, is down 20. The price of oil is plunging more than $7 back to about 96 bucks a barrel. Gas is down 2 more cents today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.